When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing, you may have life in his name. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
So may I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I nearly told you all to sit down there. That's force of habit, isn't it? This season of Easter is often one seen as joyful, celebratory, some might even say victorious. And yet our reading this morning begins, "The doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews. Jesus came among them and said, 'Peace be with you.'" So it may be joyful, celebratory, victorious, and the liturgy of the church during the week might be using the Song of Miriam, presenting an echo of that great liberation of the people of Israel from Egypt, with that liberation of all people through Jesus' death and resurrection. We might be accustomed to singing beautiful Easter hymns with lots of alleluias. Yet this year, of course, we might feel a little less than victorious, a little less than celebratory, perhaps even a little less than joyful. We might, in fact, feel afraid. And from our reading this morning, we realise that we yet again have something in common with the disciples. More than simply being shut up inside, there is fear. But bursting into that fear is the presence of Christ. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." That moment for me is captured in a rather obscure painting, which you can see on the screen, by Sheffield-born Canadian artist Frederick Horsman Varley. The image is a life-size painting of a 6-foot-tall Christ bursting forth, admittedly from the tomb rather than the locked room, but I'm going to use artistic license. Christ bursts forth in shafts of colour and light against those drab walls, a light which emanates from him as well as shining around him. When I saw it in Toronto many years ago, it took my breath away and captivated me such that I found it hard to walk away from it. I imagine the appearance of Christ to those first disciples was an incredibly arresting experience. I've always thought the fact that Jesus has to say, "Peace be with you," more than once shows that their response to his appearing must have been rather emotional, rather powerful. "Peace be with you," he tells them. And that is Christ's message for us too. Closed up in our homes, protecting ourselves and others from this virus. Jesus burst forth into our grey world too. Bursts through closed doors, bringing his light. And to each of us, he says, "Peace be with you." When I saw this image, I thought of it as a strikingly bold statement of faith. Yet in fact, in interviews, Varley said that he wasn't at all sure about Christ's divinity, which is why the painting is titled Liberation, not Resurrection. And yet despite all his uncertainty, that image burst forth from him onto canvas. Not only is the image itself powerful, the very story of it has power too. Varley began it in 1936, when he was nearly penniless. He'd founded a great school of art with a fellow painter that had just been forced to close, and his marriage was almost coming to an end. Amidst all of that, he began this piece of art. It was the biggest work he had ever attempted, and a departure from his usual style of painting landscapes and mountains from Canada. Now, I'm not saying that all of us should emerge from the lockdown with an impressive 6-foot-tall painting under our sleeves. I'm not saying we should have completed anything impressive. I think that for most of us, it's an achievement getting through each day without getting irritated at whoever it is we're living with, even if that's actually just ourselves. I do hope, though, that you allow Christ to enter your house during this time, to paint his colours and his light onto the canvas of your lives, so that he can remind you of the peace which God offers and the light which can shine within you and around you. Now, I know that can sound a little daunting, and sometimes beyond all of us. Varley described his painting to a friend, saying, "My big canvas almost scares me. It looks so unreal, not canvas or paint, but something in phosphorescent light. The remarkable thing is that all who see it, artists or laymen, understand the meaning of it, and yet say it's different to anything they've seen." What a perfect way to describe faith. All who see it, professionals in the field or laymen, understand the meaning of it, and yet say it's different to anything else they've seen. Our faith is different to any other experience we have, and yet many of us can see it in others and understand it without really knowing how. Just as Jesus said to Thomas, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who believe, even though they have not seen." All of those of faith sometimes struggle to hold on to that peace that Jesus offers. Thomas did, and so did modern Saint Thérèse of Lisieux. From her self-isolation, voluntary in a Carmelite convent, she wrote to her sister Celine, saying, "A whole month has passed since we parted. But why do I say parted? Even were the wide ocean between us, our souls would remain as one. And yet I know that not to have me is a real suffering. Life is often burdensome and bitter. It is painful to begin a day of toil, especially when Jesus hides himself from our love. What is our sweet friend about? Does he not see our anguish and the burden that weighs us down? Why does he not come to comfort us? Be not afraid. He is here at hand. He is watching. Though it may not always feel like it, Christ is with each of us. As we heard in our first reading from Acts this morning, the Lord is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh will live in hope. In this time of isolation, as we miss our friends and families and all those normal things that we're used to doing, may we all live in that hope and hear Jesus making himself known in our homes and reassuring us. Peace be with you. Amen.